Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, what's up, man? What you drinking, man? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Doc? I got my little early morning concoction. It's about 20% beet juice with a bit, about 80% just water, man. Water. Mix it up, shake it up, get it going, man. Got to hydrate that body when you get up in the morning, man.
So, man, that sounds disgusting. Beet juice.
Beet juice for the blood, man. It's red from the earth, for the blood. Gets that blood flowing and gets you flowing, man.
I'm from the earth, though, so I just, you know, I rock with what, you know, what I got, but I appreciate it. But anyway, man, how was your week, man, before we get into that? How was your week, man? How's the family, man? How is everyone?
Man, the family's doing strong. You know, we're starting to kick it back into the academic role. We're doing exercise and just got our whole routine where we're all together and getting it planned out. But the week was good, man. Got it strong. Was here all week in South Florida. It's the rainy season right now, so we're getting a lot of rain, keeping the grass green. But all is well, man. How about on your end?
Man, my family is good, man. Wife, man, kids, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, siblings, man. Pops, you know, almost 80. Pops like, I ain't no more, more dang 80. I'm just 72. But, you know, he doing well. Everybody doing well, man. I'm glad. But, hey, speaking of doing well, man, our Rams are predicted to do extremely well next season. A lot of people say win the Super Bowl. We say win the Super Bowl. At least make the Super Bowl, especially since it's in Cali. It's going to be played in SoFi. But we've talked about a lot of additions they've made, man, how strong they are and everybody feeling out good. But I would like to ask you, man, because – I have some thoughts. Now, I'm not going to say what you think our Rams, what is their weak spot, because I don't think they have a weak spot, but their weaker spot when it comes to other areas of the team, offense, defense, special teams. What do you think is the Rams' weaker spot when it comes to all those different units?
Well, Doc, without doubt, man, when you start to just assess what, you know, we have from a personnel standpoint, you know, we lost a lot on defense as far as our leadership, with Johnson heading to Cleveland, from the corner standpoint, the opposite corner of Jalen Ramsey, just losing that spot. You know, just to be honest, just to start the training, start of training camp, you have to really make sure that you keep your focus and look at what we plugged in those positions, the cornerback position and the safety positions. I believe we move Rapp up to become that starting strong safety, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, when you look at those situations and see what we have behind that front seven and what we have opposite playing of Jalen Ramsey right now, that's going to be the main focus, I think, initially on the personnel that we see it in training camp. Not only that, from a special team standpoint, the training camps are definitely the time when you want to see what you have from a special team standpoint as far as your personnel, guys willing to go down and make tackles, guys who are willing blockers and who are able to block, and your specialist, the guy that you have returning your kicks. So when you go into training camp, those are the two areas I believe that we have to focus on the most, just to see what we have in those positions. And from there, man, I mean, make sure we avoid injuries, especially in the preseason, heading into the first regular season football game. So those are the three main spots that I say we have to keep an eye on.
And I agree with you when you're talking about that defense, man, because that's one I want to see what they're going to do. Of course, you know, we got Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. They're going to do that thing, man, so you never worry about them. But we are losing a lot of key pieces, man. You talked about Michael Brockers, John Johnson III, Troy Hill. Both of them dudes went to Cleveland. So you had Troy and Jordan, John on the other side, you know, kind of helping Jay Ram. Well, they ain't helping Jay Ram. Jay Ram was doing this thing, but we know they had him locked down. So Darius Williams has to plug in, as you said, Taylor Rapp, Jordan Fuller, those dudes we got to count on, man. So That's what I would say, because, you know, people be like, you think the Rams defense are that weaker spot because you got AD and Jalen Ramsey. I ain't talking about them two dudes, but you got nine other dudes that got to do their thing. So that's what I'm looking at as far as the defense. And plus Raheem Morris. You got Raheem Morris coming in as the new defense coordinator. I think he's only been a defense coordinator in the NFL for 1 year, but he was a head coach. So, but he's smart. He's energetic. I think the guys like him. I think they trust him because, you know, he has a great resume. So that's what I would think it is, the defense. But I am confident that Darius Williams can do his thing because he's shown in Taylor Rapp and Jordan Fuller and those other things, man. Now, speaking of training camp, Isaac, we talked about training camp coming up, man. You know, because that's the next thing we do, training camp, when we'll see them. Now, you had a lot of training camps. I had a couple, but you had a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? What was your worst training camp moment? Can you even remember?
Training camp, it's a different time, Doc. I mean, you definitely have to get your mind ready for it because, you know, you're going to be in a place. Let's say, you know, you've been out of college for about 3 or 4 years. You actually go back sometimes to a college campus and live in a dorm. So you're in a dorm room at times. All of my training camps were pleasant. I think if I thought hard enough, I can sit back and pluck out some things that I truly enjoyed about training camp. Number one was always the food, man. I mean, they fed you well. It was there. It was plentiful, and it was good. I mean, we were fortunate to be on Western Illinois campus having most of our training camps, and the food was just amazing, Doc. So number one, that was something good. But, you know, it was always the drive where we would drive from St. Louis to Macomb, Illinois. That 3-hour drive, Doc, it was probably one of the worst drives, you know, in America. I mean, based solely on, you know, what you see out your window. It's strictly cornfields for 3/4 of the drive. But, you know, just the experience itself, being able to be around the guys, have a common goal, start to gel and build chemistry with, you know, from a quarterback, wide receiver standpoint, from a offensive tackle guard standpoint, just building that cohesion with guys, seeing them every day, and just strictly talking nothing but football, Doc. So those are some of those moments that I miss when you talk about, you know, what I miss from the game, but just not really preparing for one specific game, but preparing for a season, getting your body right with this same guy. We got that routine. We get up in the morning, we have some breakfast, we do some devotion. And from there, you know, we walk over to the practice field and sometimes the same uniform, you know, t-shirt, hoodie on and some flip-flops. I don't know what you call them, but we wear those flip-flops and that's pretty much all you have on. So those moments were priceless, man. You're building relationships that still last to this day. And I can still see guys, I can still see my walking mates, Todd Light, Keith Lau, Roman Pfeiffer. We all walk into the practice field. And man, we go battle each other for 3.5 hours, twice a day, and then go back in the dorm and build that relationship again. Sometimes I'm mad at probably Todd Light. He's probably mad at me for what happened on the field. And I can expect some fireworks that second practice because of what happened in the first practice. So I had great memories in training camp, man. And I'm sure these guys, you know, they're building great memories as well. It's a little different, but at the same time, man, it's still football. It's still hard. And everybody can't do it. We were two people who were fortunate to be able to go through training camps, professional training camps, and come out on the other side, Doc.
Now, yeah, you're right, man. All praises, man. But it's hard for me to say you don't have a worst training camp moment because I know I have a couple of them. Because it's your rookie year, especially in L.A., man, because it's a difference now. But I do say the difference. College camp way harder than NFL camp. Oh, my gosh. I was like, is this all it is? But that adjustment, man, because NFL training camp, to me, this was the adjustment. It wasn't really the running, the conditioning, or the hitting, or none of that, because we did that. It's just the fact that a lot of times they don't let you get to bed at 10:30, 11 o'clock, then they waking you up at 6. It's like, come on, man. First, you got to check the room. I gotta open it. You got to see me, so I got to be up like I'm in jail. Then you waking me up at 6 o'clock. So that was one of my worst. So, I mean, that adjustment from college to the NFL that first year in L.A., that didn't bother you at all?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, my first training camp was at the University of Irvine, right there in Southern California. It was 70 degrees every day, Doc. It was beautiful. The adjustment of really having to learn the game of football, being able to get off the line of scrimmage versus some seasoned veterans, Doc, it was humbling and humiliating a whole lot of times. Now, when that second training camp happened in Maryville in St. Louis, where it was 95 degrees heat and 95% humidity, Doc, I seen guys fall out left and right, man. But you talking about just the atmosphere itself let you know that you were in training camp and you're no longer in Southern California anymore. So just those moments right there, I seen guys on my hall in the dorm, they hated being awakened with that little blowhorn at the end of the hallway. Doc, you want to see some guys angry and want to fight the person that's blowing that horn?
Yes, sir.
You do that on the veterans wing. No, they hated that, Doc. I hated it. I didn't like hearing it. But it'd be some fisticuffs. Guys definitely didn't want to wake up to that sound in the mornings.
And those are big facts, man. Now my two worst training camp moments. Well, one of my eye opening was when I first got to the Rams camp, man. You know, they had me at fullback. I ain't like playing fullback. I was a big tailback in college, but the coach put me at fullback for a couple of years, man. But when I played tailback, I was running shots. So I first get to the Rams camp, man. I'm in fullback. We doing it. I don't know if we were doing team or 9-0. I think we were doing team. So I'm in a 3-point stance and, you know, the ball snaps. So I don't know. I wasn't lackadaisical, but, you know, everything moves a lot faster. So before I even lifted my head up, man, I was able to take my finger off the ground. Robert Jones came through and smacked the hell out of me. I was like, did they let this dude in? Is this part of the hazing? But that's just, he was a vet. He had won a Super Bowl with the Cowboys. He just knew how to do it. Man, he smacked me so hard. That's one. And the other one was, I ain't going to even lie, bro. And for people who don't know, during camp, a lot of times when we had off days, the vets would leave. So Isaac left, but he would let me stay in his room because I had a roommate. He did. He had a TV, you know. And this was one of my worst, bro. I mean, you took your Range Rover key, but you had a spare. I didn't know how Range Rovers worked. I just thought the key worked. I said, see, I'm finna dry this joint. So I go down there and scoop, nothing. I'm like, oh, shit, nothing. Not knowing that the key wasn't programmed. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I go back to your room, man. You come back. I ain't said nothing. You're like, man, what's wrong with my truck? It won't start. I was like, bro, I tried. He was like, man, that's the key. It ain't programmed. So the whole truck shut down. You had to send it off. I don't know how much it cost you, dog. I'm just glad you didn't charge because they had to come get it, sent it off. But thankfully for you, man, I appreciate you. You didn't go off on your boy. I was like, oh, I felt so bad.
That's one of your worst training camp moments?
It was. Yeah. I mean, first one was, huh?
You compare Range Rover with Robert Jones smacking you in your mouth?
I mean, Robert Jones was the one. That's the first one. Because from then on, I got to pay something. I was like, oh, okay. I got you. So now
game tempo.
I learned the tempo. So from then, because from that moment, dog, I put a couple of cats on their back. Then when I finally convinced them, like, come on, coach, let me play tailback, man. That's what opened their eyes. They're like, oh, this one running people over. You know what I'm saying? So no, that was the worst. I had I got the tempo. So yeah, the second one was, yeah, man, messing your truck up. Cause I know Range Rover cost you about a couple of $1,000s. I mean, I tried to play it off, but I was like, dang, man. I know he ain't gonna charge me because they ain't paying me about $900 a week. This training camp, so I ain't got that loot. So yeah, that was my two, man. But I appreciate you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you.
I thought it would have been, you know, having to sing your alma mater fight song when you got in the mess hall, man. When it was time to eat, I truly enjoyed that moment, making guys, you know, particularly first round picks, you know, kind of humble. It's a humbling moment to get up in front of everybody, especially a lot of guys that you haven't really met or build a relationship with and sing. So just that part right there is humbling. It was always good to see that part of training camp.
Hey, but see, this is what you don't remember though. They didn't make me do that. And this is why. They knew you and I were close. They knew I was always with you. So they figured you were hazing me. I used to, during lunch, I used to go to the go eat every day, expecting them to say something to me. They never did, bro. You would have started a team. You was doing your thing. So they were like, well, that's Ike's guy. No, they never did. That's why when you would throw your pass around and say, Doc, go get that, I just went and got it. Because no one else was messing with me. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I was ready and waiting. I watched everybody else do things. And, you know, cats like AOP, you know, little J-Mo, they were like, man, what the – Doc, you ain't – I was like, no. And I said, no, not Chad. I said, you better not open your mouth, man, because me and you going to fight. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I didn't have to.
I figured Harold Green have you doing a whole lot of stuff too, man. You know what I mean? Harold Green, a seasoned vet, you know, from Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, great running back in his day. SEC legend with South Carolina. I figured he have you really doing what you need to be doing as a rookie.
Now, that's a great point. Now, in camp, he didn't. But during the season, he did. AG, he talk like this. He all cool and stuff. AG, yeah. he feed us with his family, me and you. But, you know, if we just so happen to go out, hey, Doc, man, let me get that grandma, yeah, with that cream, man. So
that was him.
Hey, Doc, let me get that grandma. He got me on the grandma, yeah, with the cream. So yeah. I would have to get it all night long. But if ALP... J-Mo was out with us at the same time. I'm passing that off. LP, absolutely. You need to get that, bro, because you the sixth overall pick. Take care of that, man.
So, LP, Lawrence Phillips.
Lawrence Phillips. J-Mo. J-Mo, you need to get that. Derek Harris, he really didn't. He didn't hang out with us too much. But them two dudes, I'm passing that off, man. Yeah, take care of that, man. So, yeah.
Absolutely, man. We all had those moments of, listen, you're a rookie and you're in the NFL now. From a standpoint of, you know, what we would call hazing back in the time. And also, Doc, from the standpoint of, listen, this is the pros. And my biggest thing was being able to get off the line of scrimmage, man.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about from the third and fourth cornerback on the team, man. I had struggles getting off the line of scrimmage, being pushed into the barriers where all the fans were standing. So it's that baptism. They all get it. I mean, all of our rookies this year for the Los Angeles Rams, they're going to get it. Either in training camp, practice, or in preseason game. But it's definitely coming. You're going to get wet.
No doubt about it. Yeah, you're going to get wet, man. So all that time of you getting wet, being baptized, and getting prepared, it prepared you for where you are now, man. Hall of Fame is quickly approaching, man. We're about a little over a month away, man. So exciting time. So, you know, I know you got some Hall of Fame information, man. You still got that sweepstakes going on, bro?
Oh, man, still got the sweepstakes, man. You know what? Putting our trust in the Most High, man, and his favor for this thing to be a success, man. But it's lessengage.com/Isaac, man. And it's one of the first of its kind, man, as far as the winner of the sweepstakes, man. And here's the thing, Doc. It's only $10 to get you in. $10 gets you four opportunities to win this sweepstakes when we do the drawing. And the grand prize is two round-trip tickets, airline tickets to Canton, Ohio. Hotel room, two tickets to the tailgate, two tickets to my personal private party. So you don't have to travel alone, but you get an opportunity to see my teammates. And if you're just a football fan, Doc, I keep saying this, you have to make a trip one day to Canton, Ohio, man, just to see where it all began, some of the most important artifacts. I'm thinking right now in my mind, the kicker that had half an arm and half a foot, and he kicked for the New Orleans Saints, Dempsey. I mean, you go in, you see stuff like that he played in, the actual shoe that he kicked in, man. Some of this stuff is priceless, man. So the winner of this sweepstakes, man, has that opportunity to partake in that. And also some of the proceeds from this sweepstakes, man, goes to my Isaac Bruce Foundation Flight 300 program. It's a program where we provide transportation for college-bound students, man. We pay for check bags at the airport, Uber rides to and from the airport to their dorm. And we also do dorm decor, man, stuff that they probably wouldn't be able to afford to take on their flight. So we provide that stuff, man. So lessengage.com/Isaac, $10 gets you in for opportunities to win. You can play as many times as you want to. So this is a great sweepstakes that a lot of football people, man, football fans, particularly, you know, not only if you're a Rams fan, but you have Steeler fans. You have three Steelers who are being inducted that weekend with me: Donnie Shell, Troy Polamalu and Bill Cowher, the Cowboys that are going in to the Hall of Fame, Cliff Harris from way back in the day, Edgerrin James, Steve Hutchinson from the Seahawks. So all of their fans, their affiliates can have an opportunity to win this sweepstakes. It's Let's Engage. That's LETSENGAGE.com/Isaac, man. Go in and it's going to a great cause, and it can wind up as a great weekend for the winner of the sweepstakes.
For just a $10 investment, man, $10. That's great, man. And even if you don't, yeah. I mean, the money goes to a great cause. And real quickly before we get out of here, man, Isaac, know now, people, y'all don't know, I don't make a big deal about anybody, any person, but it's like, I'm around. I think I'm the coldest person in the room. I don't care who you are. It's like, nah, you need to come speak to me. But there is one of your teammates that I hope come because I want to meet him just to give him some respect and be like, bro, I ain't got nothing but love for you, man. That's Oz Akeem. I ain't never met Torrey Holt in person. But, and Torrey, I got respect for all them dudes you ball with. But I hope Oz Akeem comes, man, because I just want to say, bro, you was a cold man. You know what I'm saying, bro? I watched, man, you was a cold dude. And if you didn't have to share the rock, you know, if it didn't have to be spread it around, man, that's who I wanted. I mean, because I ain't never met Oz. I think he a cool dude. I know you talk about him, you know, with all, you know, nothing but love and respect. So,
yeah,
that's all. You know, I don't be wanting to meet nobody. But if I could just meet Oz Akeem and be like, bro, we ain't even got to have no conversation, Oz. I just want to say, man, I respect you, bro. You're a baller, man. I appreciate everything you did.
Well, Doc, when you look at Tyreek Hill in Kansas City,
yes,
you're looking at Oz Akeem. But I think a better receiver, yes, a guy who was a threat to go and take it to the house every time he touched the football. I don't care if he was doing punt return, kick return, as a receiver. He was an X receiver. He's a guy that can line up in the slot both inside and out and was very productive. Now, some people say that he was more fast and quick. I like to say he was more quick than fast, yes, Doc, because this is a guy who can be in a phone booth with you and you're trying to get your hands on Doc, you wouldn't touch it. I learned so much from Oz Akeem, man, as far as being able to release off the line of scrimmage, man, and just mimic everything he would do to the point where it started working for me later on in my career at a very high level, man. And I often pull him aside and say, show me how you release on this guy right here. What's your attack on this person right here? And Doc, it was like, it would be so fast and so quick and so explosive, man, that, you know, I'd be in awe just looking at the dude because, you know, he's all a 5'8", 5'9", but he was strong, Doc. I mean, one of the strongest dudes that I've been around, he and Tony Horn. But Oz, man, much respect to him and what he did for the league. Made a huge impact, man. Guys are still talking about what Oz Akeem brought to the National Football League when he played, man.
See, man, I didn't even know you did all that with Oz Akeem, yeah, man. It's just me just watching him and knowing football and respecting him and like, man, this dude is cold as heck, yes, man. So yes, much love to Oz Akeem, man, but much love to all your teammates, man, and much love to you as well, man. Once again, all praises to the Most High, bro. You one of the best to ever do it. We knew that anyway before Big Dave Baker came knocking on your door. We already knew he was one of the best to do it anyway. But anything else you want to add before we get out of here, bro?
That's it, man. Training camp's right around the corner, Doc. I can smell it, man. We got the Wimbledon championship that's just started, and those were always my markers, man. So yeah, that right there preceded us going to training camp. And once we get into training camp, we have that U.S. Open in Flushing, New York. And let you know, preseason is right underway, so let's get it started. But I'm excited, man. Football's in the air. You know, the stands and the stadiums are going to be filled again. And it's time to get back to the business of football.
And the good thing about it, man, now that we can smell training camp coming, we can actually close the damn window, man. They got to go out there. We got to go. Just close the window. Close the door. I want to smell it. But anyway, man, that's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, God willing, we out.